Pisiata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Tzadik Dalad, and we're going to start from the Mishnah. The top Mishnah on this Omud says the Mishnah, Chotzer Shenifratza L'Rishus Horabim. You have a Chotzer adjacent to a Rishus Horabim, and the entire wall of the Chotzer, this fourth wall, the wall between the Chotzer and the Rishus Horabim, has been Nifratza, is totally been breached open. And it seems in the Gemara that there was once a wall there, and we'll see in the Gemara it was questionable exactly where the wall was, but there was a wall there, and now that wall has gone. Says the Mishnah, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, Hamachnis mitoicha l'rishus hayochid, oy mirishus hayochid l'toicha, then this chotzer has all the status of a proper Rishus Horabim, and somebody who carries from Rishus HaYochid into this breached chotzer, or from this chotzer to a Rishus HaYochid, Chayev, if there was Edim, he's going to be Chayev Misa. This is a proper, strict chiyuv of carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Horabim. This chotzer has the status of Rishus Horabim. Divi Rebbe Eliezer, that was the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachomim argued with Rebbe Eliezer and said that this Chotzer, even though it's lost its status of Roshus HaYochid, it does not become Roshus HaRabim, it has the status of a Carmelis. And therefore, mitoicha l'Roshus HaRabim, oy m'Roshus HaRabim l'toicha, if you carry from the Roshus HaRabim into it, or from it into Roshus HaRabim, which according to Rebbe Eliezer would be mutter, because this Chotzer is a Roshus HaRabim. According to the Chachomim, is potur, he's going to be potter, even though it's osur, mipnesho hika karmelis, because this type of chotzer has the status of a karmelis. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer, we're going to now discuss the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, mishum de nifritza, because this chotzer is breached open to the Roshus HaRabim, l'Roshus HaRabim, havi l'Roshus HaRabim, then what makes this a Roshus HaRabim? It's a chotzer. It happens to be that the fourth wall of the chotzer is breached open to the Roshus HaRabim. It becomes a Roshus HaRabim. Answers the Gemara in, yes. Rebbe Eliezer letame, we've seen this from Rebbe Eliezer elsewhere. The Tanya we learnt in a Braisa, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rebbe Eliezer, Rabim shebiruru derech le'atzmon. Ma shebiruru, biruru. If you have a person's private field, and the public have chosen a path through this field, and have adopted it as being a public path, from that point on, ma shebiruru, biruru. Then since the public have adopted that path as their public path, it now belongs to the public. So too over here, even though this was a private chotzer, now that it's open to the public, and the public are using it and are overflowing into it, then they have taken it over, and it's adopted the status of Rosh HaSarabim. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that really so? That can't be. V'omer of Gidlo Marav, did Rav Gidlo Marav not say that v'hu she'ovdolom derech bo'is ha'sodeh? That halacha in the Brice of Rebbe Eliezer, that the public can adopt for themselves and choose for themselves a path, is only when it was clear that there was a path at some point in this field that belonged to the public, and it's now just become unclear where the path is, then the public can choose themselves on one of the sides of the field and say, this is where we are regaining the path that was always ours. But in a case where there was never a path of the public, do we have a source that the public can create a Roshus HaRabim? Over here with the Chotzer, the public didn't have any Roshus there. They didn't have a path there before this wall came down. Says the Gemara, V'chi teima hachanami k'goin she'ovdolom derech bo'isa Chotzer. Could it be that the Mishnah here is talking about where before the wall came down, or more accurately, now that the wall has come down, there's actually a discussion whether the place that wall was standing before, whether it was once belonging to the Rishus HaRabim. It could be that wall was put up on a place that belonged to the Rishus HaRabim, and now the Rishus HaRabim are reclaiming it, in the same way as Rav Gidl said, that Rabbi Eliezer said in the Braisa, that if the Rabbim had a path, they can then reclaim that path at some point later. V'omer of Chanina, ad mokim mechitza machleikas. That can't be, because if that was true, then the only place that would be a machleikas, and that Rabbi Eliezer would say that it's in our Mishnah that it's got the status of Rosh HaRabim, is only where the wall was standing, because that's the discussion. If the place that the wall was if that was the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The rest of the Chotzer, which was clearly didn't always belong to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then that's certainly not got the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And in our Mishnah, it seems to say that according to Abliezer, the entire Chotzer has the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Va'omer of Chanina ad mokim mechitza machlekes. That Reb Chanina said that the entire Chotzer is a machlekes in the Mishnah until the wall itself, the place where the wall was, there it's not a machlekes, and everybody agrees, even the Chachomim will agree that it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But the rest of the Chotzer is a machlekes, and according to Abeliezer, it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And if you say that the argument here is whether the place of the wall was always belonging to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then why should Abeliezer say that the rest of the Chotzer has the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Says the Gemara, Eima al mokim mechitza machlekes. Don't say ad mokim mechitza machlekes, that there's a machlekes in the Mishnah is in the entire Chotzer until the wall, and the wall is not the place where the wall was is not a machlekes. Everyone agrees it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. No, don't say ad, say al, that the whole machlekes in the Mishnah is only on the place of the wall. That means the whole Chotzer, everybody agrees, is not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's a machlekes whether the place that the wall was is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. According to Abeliezer, it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. According to the Chachomim, it's a Karmelis. Eim al mokim mechitza machlekes. Ve'ibois eima, or you could explain, betzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim kamifligi. That again, we're talking about just the wall, the place where the fourth wall was. And we're not talking here about that there's an argument whether it once belonged to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. No, we know it belonged to this private person. But there's a concept called Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the edges of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the edge, which means even a private person's property, if it's the edge of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it could have the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, according to some. The Rebbe Eliezer Sovar, Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, K'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Domu. Rebbe Eliezer holds that the place where the wall was, that little area is considered the edges of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that the overflow of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim go in there. And he holds, Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is the halacha of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rabbonon Sovri, Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Lev K'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Domi. And the Chachomim in our Mishnah hold that Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore it's just like a Karmelis. But the rest of the Chotzer, according to both explanations, is clearly not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Asks the Gemara, according to the second explanation, that the Machlokes is only whether we say Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim K'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or not, V'liflug B'Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim B'Alma. Why don't they just argue what the halacha is in Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Why does the Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachomim have to argue in a case where there was a wall, the fourth wall came down, and now the Rabbim are coming into that area where the wall was, and it's considered Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that's the Machlokes? Just argue straight. What's the halacha about Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Says the Gemara, no, there's an added element of Chiddush that we want to teach you here. If they would only argue with a regular Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Havamrinon, I would have said, Ki pligi rabbonon oleid Rebbe Eliezer. When do the Chachomim argue with the Rebbe Eliezer and say that Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? It's hanamili heichad ikke chifufei. That's only on a regular Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is the area, that means you've got the main path where the Rabbim are going, where the public are going, and then between where the public are walking and the homes, there was a little side area which is called Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and they used to put a blockade, they used to put some blocks up to stop the Rabbim coming too close to the buildings and destroying the buildings. So I may have thought that the whole machlekes of Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is K'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is only in such a case where the Rabbim cannot easily get to the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because of these blocks. I may have thought in the absence of these blocks, where the Rabbim can easily go into the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even the Chachomim will agree that Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are K'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that's why we need our Mishnah. So I may have thought, that the Chachomim agreed to Rebbe Eliezer, that when there's no chifufe, when there's no blocks, the halach is Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, K'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Komash Malon, that's why we need our Mishnah, which is talking about the wall of a chotzer that was broken down, and the Rabbim are easily able to overflow into the entrance of this chotzer, and therefore, we need the Mishnah to tell us that even in this case, according to the Chachomim, Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But either way, according to both explanations we had in the Gemara, whether it's Tzidei Rishus HaRabim or whether it's the Mokim of the Rabim that the Rabim are reclaiming, it's only, the whole discussion is only on the area where the wall was initially. The rest of the Chotzer is clearly not a Rishus HaRabim, asks the Gemara Vahom Mitoicha Ka'omar. If you look in the Mishnah says that if somebody carries Mitoicha from within it, L'Rishus HaYochid, Oim Rishus HaYochid L'Toicha, into it, Chayev. The word mitoicha from in it seems to be that the whole chotzer is considered a Rishus HaRabim, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Answers the Gemara, no. The truth is that the whole discussion is not the mitoicha, it's only where the wall was. Why is the Mishnah using the term, the formula mitoicha? Aydu d'omer abonon mitoicha, omer iu nami mitoicha. Since the Chachomim, they say mitoicha l'Rishus HaRabim, oim Rishus HaRabim l'toicha potur, they use the term mitoicha, so Rabbi Eliezer also used that term, asks the Gemara of a Rabbonon. And the Rabbonon themselves, why are they using the term mitoicha? That wasn't the discussion. Everybody agrees that from within the chotzer itself has the status of a karmelis. The whole discussion was only the place of the walls. Why is Bechlal the Rabbonon talking about the mitoicha? You're saying that the reason Rabbi Eliezer said mitoicha is because the Chachomim say mitoicha, but why are the Rabbonon talking about mitoicha? So let's see that inside. V'Rabbonon, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Eliezer is talking about the place where the wall was and discussing Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. U'mahadrilei inu mitoicha, new Chachomim are arguing on Rabbi Eliezer, referring to the rest of the field, the rest of the chotzer, sorry. The Rabbonon should have said straight that carrying from the mokim of the wall, the place where the wall was, is not considered carrying from a Rishus HaRabim. That means you respond to Rabbi Eliezer in kind, where the Machlekes is. Says the Gemara, Hachi Ka'omar Le Rabbonon Rabbi Eliezer. I'll explain to you what the Rabbonon said to Rabbi Eliezer. Mi loy kamoydislon, do you, Rabbi Eliezer, not agree to us Chachomim, Heicha de Tiltel Mitoicha, that somebody who carries from within the Chotzer, L'Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaRabim, L'Rishus HaRabim L'Toicha, De Potter, you agree to us that from within the chotzer itself is not considered, is not Rishus HaYochid, not Rishus HaRabim, it's considered Mipnei Shei Karmelis, and it's not considered a Rishus HaYochid. Tzidei Nami Loishno, then will you, Rabbi Eliezer, not agree to us that where the wall was, which is Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, do you not agree to us that it's not got the status of a Rishus HaRabim? Answers the Gemara, what Rabbi Eliezer's responding was, that means that the Rabbanon were comparing the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim to the inside of the Chotzer itself, that they both should have the status of Karmelis. And Rabbi Eliezer's response to that was, Hosam Loika Dorsi L'Rabim. In the event of a rest of the Chotzer, in the rest of the Chotzer, I agree with you, it's not Rishus HaRabim. Why is it not Rishus HaRabim? Because the Rabim do not go into that part of the Chotzer. Hocha, however, the place where the wall is, Kadorosi Rabim, the public, they walk there, and therefore I say that it's got the status of Rishus HaRabim. Continues the next Mishnah. Chotzer Shenifritzol Rishus HaRabim. Mishtei Ruchayseh. If you had a chotzer that was surrounded by a Rishus HaRabim, and on two of the walls of this chotzer was broken open to the Rishus HaRabim, one case. Another case, v'chein bayis, if you had a home, shenifrotz mishtei ruchoisav, and around the home was a Rishus HaRabim, and the walls of the home, on two of the walls, two of the four walls of this home were broken open. Or a third case, v'chein mavoi shenitlu kairoisav oilachoyoi, or a mavoi whose kairo, which is the beam going across the entrance of the mavoi, or the lechi, the post standing up at the entrance of the mavoi, was removed on Shabbos. In all these cases, mutorin ba'oisei Shabbos, then since when Shabbos came in, the chotzer was not breached, and the home was not breached, and the mavoi had a kairo or lechi, therefore, one's allowed to continue using these entities as one would, as one did from the beginning of Shabbos. However, v'asurim la'osid lovoi, but for the following Shabbosos, one's not allowed to carry in these rishuyos because the boundaries, their walls, have been breached. Divi Rebbe Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says that it's actually osur to use these entities even on Shabbos. This Shabbos, im mutarim la'osei Shabbos, mutarim la'osid lovi. If it would be mutter to be used on this Shabbos, it would also be mutter to be used the next Shabbos. Vim asurim la'osid lovi. And if it's also to use it the next Shabbos, asurim la'osei Shabbos, it's also for this Shabbos as well. And Rabbi Yossi does not learn that Shabbos kiven shehutra hutra. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. Says the Gemara. B'mai oskinon. So what did we have in the Mishnah? The first case was a case of a chotzer that was broken open, that was breached on two sides to Rosh HaRabim. And let's at this point understand two sides is on the Mizrach side and the Maariv side. On the west and on the east side of the chotzer, there's a hole broken into it. And in that case, we say that it's not considered a Pesach, it's considered a breach. So the Gemara is asking, what are we talking about that we need to have a breach on two walls? Ilema be'eser, are you saying that each of these breaches were up to 10 amos and not more? Ma'ishno miruach achas da'omrinon pischehi. Then in the same way as if on just one wall there was a breach, there was an opening of up to 10 amos, we say it's not called a broken down wall, we say it's a wall with an opening in, it's a wall with a doorway. And that does not take away the status of a wall and does not take away the status of the chotzer. Mishtei ruches nami pischehu. If you had such a breach on the east wall and on the west wall, why would that be different? If each of the openings are not more than 10 amis, it's considered a Pesach and not considered a piritza. Elo, it must be, says the Gemara, b'yeser me'eser. It must be we're talking about that each of these openings are more than 10 amos wide, and then it's not considered a Pesach. Ihocha says the Gemara, filo miruach achas nami. Why does the chotzer only lose its status of Rosh Hashayochid when there's such a breach on two walls, even if just one of the four walls of the chotzer has an opening of more than 10 amos? It's considered a breach, it's not considered a Pesach. So there's going to be two explanations in the Gemara. Omar Rav, Rav says as follows, La'ilom be'eser, we're talking about that the openings were not more than 10 amos wide. And therefore, if there was an opening like this on the Mizrach and an opening like this on the Ma'ariv of the Chotzer would be totally intact, there would be nothing wrong with it. We're talking about when the Mishnah says that the Chotzer is open on two sides, we're talking about a single breach which incorporates or takes up two sides. How can that be? That's if it's broken open on the corner. It's broken open on the corner of the chotzer. And even though this opening is not more than 10 amos, it should be considered a Pesach. However, pischa bekeren zovis loy of the incha. People don't make openings on the corners. And therefore, such an opening, since it's on the corner, is not considered a Pesach, it's considered a breach, and therefore the Chotzer loses its status of Rosh Hashayochid. Continues the Gemara. The second case in the Mishnah, V'chein bayis shenifratz mishtei ruchoisov, if a home is broken open on two sides, the same applies, it loses its status of Rosh Hashayochid. Ask the Gemara. The same question. Ma'ishno miruach achas. If it's only broken one wall, if only one of the walls of the home are broken, then it's okay. Why is it okay? Da omrinon pi tikra yered v'soysim. There's a rule that when you have a ceiling and the edge of the ceiling, which is, let's assume it's a tefach wide, that mouth of the ceiling is actually, virtually speaking, extended downwards, so to speak, to create a wall. So it doesn't matter whether the opening is called a Pesach or it's not called a Pesach, there's a wall there, using the idea of Pitikra. If so, says the Gemara Mishtei Ruchais Nami, even if the home is broken on two sides, on the west side and on the east side, Nami Lema, we should say, Pitikra Yered V'Soysim, we should view the edge of the ceiling of the roof as being virtually extended down and as if the home has proper walls. Answers the Gemara, Omri de Bei Rav, Mishmei de Rav, in the yeshiva of Rav, they said in the name of Rav, Kegoin Shenifratz Bekeren Zovis, this bais. Also, the two walls that got destroyed is actually talking about when a corner got destroyed, and every corner is a little bit of this wall, a little bit of that wall. It's two walls meeting at the corner. If the corner of the home was destroyed, then it loses its status. Why don't we say, Pitikra Yered V'Soysim? V'kiruyov ba'alachsein, we're talking about a slanting roof that, you know, some homes till today have slanting roofs. And a slanting roof, since the edge of the roof is not 90 degrees to the ground, we do not say pitikra yered v'saisim. Delek lemimer pitikra yered v'saisim. So you have a broken open, a breach on the corner. It's not considered a Pesach because pischa bekeren zovis loy ovdi insha. People don't make such openings in the edge. And the fact that we wanted to use pitikra, and even if it's not called an opening, it would be closed from pitikra. You can't say that if the roof is slanting. So that is how Rav learns our Mishnah. Ushmuel Omar Shmuel learns our Mishnah differently. He's going back to Chotzer. In the case of Chotzer that we saw, that if you've got two walls were broken open, Rav said we're talking about that the opening, it was on the corner, and it was not more than 10 amis. However, since it was on the corner, it's not called a Pesach. Shmuel says, afilu b'yeser me'eser. The Mishnah is talking about that the breach is more than 10 amis. And nonetheless, it's only going to lose its status of a good chotzov, which is a reshus hayochid, only if on two walls it's broken. The Gemara is asking, why do you need two walls if the breach is more than 10 amis, and any chotzer that has on any single wall a breach of more than 10 amis, it's not considered a Pesach? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Bais, you're right. The truth is that with chotzer that has a breach of more than 10 amis, even on one wall it would lose its status of a Rishus HaYochid, and you cannot carry in it anymore. However, the reason that the Mishnah speaks about two sides is just because with bias we need to speak about two sides. Asks the Gemara, Ubayis Gufei Tiksha. I can ask on bias itself, in the second case in the Mishnah, that why do you need to have two walls broken open by bias? Maishno miruach achas. In the same way as if it's only broken on one wall of the house, on Domrinon we say pitikra yered v'saisim, the edge of the ceiling is extended down, it's as if the wall is there. Then even when it's broken on two walls, you should say pitikra yered v'saisim. And another question, says the Gemara, how did we explain, according to Shmuel, that the reason that you need, that the Mishnah mentions two walls breached by a chotzer, is because we're talking about two walls are breached by the house. Why, if there's only one wall breached by the house, is it okay because of pitikra yered v'saisim? Does Shmuel at all hold of pitikra yered v'saisim? V'itma we learned, achsadra b'biko. If you have this porch, you have this area, in an open area, an open field, and you've got this roof without walls, the question is, are you allowed to carry underneath it? Do we say pitikra yered v'saisim? Rav omar muta l'taltil b'kula. Rav says you can carry underneath this roofing, because the roof itself has got four edges, and each of these edges are extended downwards. It's a proper Rishus HaYochid. Shmuel Omar. Shmuel says, Ein metaltelin bo elo b'dalad amis. Shmuel says that you do not say pitikra yered v'saisim. If you don't say pitikra yered v'saisim, then the question comes back, why by bias in the Mishnah does it say you need two walls? Even if just one wall is breached, you're not going to say pitikra yered v'saisim. Says the Gemara, this second question is not a question. Holoi kashya. Ki lesle, when does Shmuel say that you don't say pitikra yered v'saisim? Bedalad, only in the case of achsadra b'biko, you're in the middle of a field, there's no walls at all on any side of this roofing, and to say pitikra on all four walls, that's too much. Shmuel says we don't say that. Aval b'sholish, but if you have one solid wall, and you only want to say pitikra on three sides, then isle, Shmuel does say pitikra yered v'saisim. So that's not a problem, but the question comes back. Then why, if you say pitikra yered v'saisim, then why, if the home is breached on two walls, do you not say pitikra yered v'saisim? Why does the Mishnah say that if the home is breached on two walls, it loses its status of Rishus HaYochid? Mikol mokim kashya. It's difficult that. Answers the Gemara, K'da'omri Beirav, in the same way as when we were explaining Rav, Rav said, Beirav Mishmei Derav, when the yeshiva of Rav said in the name of Rav, K'goin Shen Nifratz B'keren Zovis, that when the Mishnah is speaking about two walls, it means a single breakage at the corner, which is two walls. V'kiruyoy Ba'alachsein, and according to Rav, we're talking about that the roof is actually slanting, and that's why you don't say Pitikra Yerud Vesaisim, Hachanami according to Shmuel, Kegoin Shenifrats Bekeren Zovis. We're also going to say that we're talking about that it's broken open on the corner. And however, over here, according to Shmuel, Vekiruyov Ba'arba. And it goes as follows. If you have this bais, you have this home, and it's the two walls, that means it's broken, it's breached at the corner, which means that the southern wall and the western wall, the corner southwest of this house, the corner, that wall has been taken away. Shmuel says we're talking about that the opening is more than 10 amos, is talking about that the western wall, for example, is broken away 5 amos, and the southern wall is broken away 5 and a bit amos, so it's an opening of more than 10 amos. Okay, so why don't you say Pitikra Yerud Vesaisim? The answer is because besides for the walls themselves being broken, the 4 tfachim wide of the roof, where this wall is missing, was also removed. So now on the western wall, besides for the wall being broken, you've got 4 tfachim of roofing, which is going from the westernmost part of the room, heading towards the east. You've got 4 tfachim gap there in the roof, and the same on the southernmost, the southern wall, where you've got the western side of the southern wall is missing, and from where the edge of the wall is missing, in the middle of that southern wall, there's the roof is broken, leaving a latch, leaving part of the roof going from south to north, 4 tfachim, also missing. If you look in the side of your Gemaras, you've got a diagram there. So in order to say Pitikra, you actually have to extend 4 edges. If you see the diagram, you'll understand what we're saying. You actually have to extend 4 edges. Extending 4 edges, Shmuel says, you don't say Pitikra Yerud Vesaisim. And that's what he means here. The Kegoin Shenifrats Bekeren Zovis, Vekiruyov Barba, besides for the wall is breached on the corners, it's also the roof, 4 tfachim has been broken away as well. In order to say Pitikra, you need to say it on 4 edges, and Shmuel doesn't say that. Continues the Gemara. Shmuel le Omar k'Rav. Shmuel didn't want to explain the Mishnah like Rav, that the openings were not more than 10 amos wide, and it's only because the opening was on the corner, Bekeren Zovis, it's not called a Pesach. And why don't you say Pitikra? Because it's slanty. Shmuel says, Allah son le katoni. It doesn't say anywhere that this home in this Mishnah was a slanty roof. Typical common roofs in those times, the times of the Mishnah, they were flat, they were not slanty. V'Rav lo Omar k'Shmuel, the reason that Rav didn't want to explain the Mishnah that we're talking about openings that are more than 10 amos, in which case Pesach is never considered a Pesach. The only discussion is whether you say Pitikra Yerud V'Saisim. So Rav didn't want to learn like that because Imkain Havi Le'Achsadra. Because Rav himself held that you say Pitikra even when you have 4 edges. And if you say Pitikra even when you have 4 edges, then even if the home is broken on the corner, and even if part of the roof is missing, you can still say Pitikra Yerud V'Saisim. And that's what the Gemara says. Rav lo amar k'Shmuel, Imkain Havi Le'Achsadra. V'Rav letamei, Rav himself holds the Omar Achsadra Mutal Taltal Bekula, like we saw before. Rav says that you say Pitikra Yerud V'Saisim even when it's on 4 edges. The Itmar, we learned, Achsadra Bebika. If you have this Achsadra with no walls in the middle of a field, Rav Omar Mutal Taltal Bekula, Rav says you can carry under the whole Achsadra. Or Shmuel Omar in Metaltlin Bo'elo Abarba Amos, it's just Shmuel that says you can't carry there because Shmuel says you don't say Pitikra Yerud V'Saisim on 4 walls. Rav does. Rav Omar Mutal Taltal Bekula Omrin on Pitikra Yerud V'Saisim, or Shmuel Omar in Metaltlin Bo'elo Ba'arba Amos Loy Omrin on Pitikra Yerud V'Saisim. So Shmuel's explained himself, and Rav has explained himself. And now the Gemara is going to explain 2 versions when this Machloikus, Rav and Shmuel, by Achsadra Bebika, when they're arguing. Be'eser Kule Alma Loy Pligi. Everybody agrees that if this Achsadra Bebika is not more than 10 amos by 10 amos, then everybody agrees that you say Pitikra Yerud V'Saisim, and Rashi says you don't need to say Pitikra Yerud V'Saisim, it's considered just a Pesach, a doorway, not breaches. There's no machlekas. Everybody says that you can carry under the achsadra. Ki pligi, when is there a machlekas? B'yeser me'eser. If this achsadra is more than 10 amos by 10 amos, then there's a machlekas. Shmuel says you can only carry 4 amos in it. And Rav says, even in that case, pitikra yerid v'saysam ve'ikad omra. A different version claims that b'yeser, if it's more than 10 amos, kule alma le pligi, everybody agrees, even Rav agrees, that you would not say pitikra yerid v'saysam. Ki pligi, where they're arguing, be'eser. If each side of this achsadra, which is open, is not more than 10 amos, Rav says you say pitikra yerid v'saysam. Shmuel says you don't say pitikra yerid v'saysam on 4 sides. Continues the Gemara. V'ha d'omer Rav Yehuda. There's a quote from Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that koira dalad, if you have a beam which is four tvachim wide, and that beam is in a churva, a typical dilapidated building would have such beams. And the question is, do you say that the pitikra, do you say the sides of this beam are extended down? And since the width of the beam is at least four tvachim, then the virtual walls that are extended down are serving at least an area of four tvachim. Walls that are serving less than four tvachim are not considered mechitzas. So you've got this koira, this beam, with four tvachim distance in between the two edges, and you say pitikra, and it's as if the edges of this beam are extended downwards. So Rav Yehuda says that this koira dalad of dalad tvachim matir b'churva, you're allowed to carry underneath it in this dilapidated building, even though this churva, this dilapidated building, is open to Rishus HaRabim. But since it's underneath this koira, and we see the walls, the sides of this koira being extended down on all four sides of this koira, therefore you can carry underneath it. Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Baravua, Koira Dalid Matir B'mayim. Rav Nachman, we've seen this before, that if you have a well, and you've got a chotza on one side of the well and a chotza on the other side of the well, and the well goes exactly between the two chatzeres, and drawing water from one side would actually be considered as if you're taking water from the other side of the well, which is in the other chotza, you're not allowed to carry from one chotza to the next without an Eruv. Nonetheless, if you've got this beam sitting across the top of this well, you're allowed to draw water because it's as if the sides of this beam are extended downwards, and therefore it's as if you've got partitions in the well. Mani, so the Gemara is asking, these opinions here of this Koira, who are they following? So the Gemara says, L'hach lishna d'omras b'eser lo'i pliki, according to the version that when the opening is less than 10, when the opening is less than 10 and wide, everybody agrees that you say pitikra yerid v'saysam, even though it's on four sides. Then over here, this is talking about be'eser. We're talking about this beam is not more than 10 amos wide long. V'divrei hakil, and everybody will agree. Everyone will agree to this, that you say the pitikra yerid v'saysam. L'hach lishna da'omras be'eser, but according to the second version that says that they're arguing, that Rav and Shmuel are arguing when this pitikra is up to 10 amos wide, but if it's more than 10 amos wide, everybody agrees you don't say pitikra, then if so, then this beam, which is less than 10 amos wide, is going to be a machlekas. It would seem that it's a machlekas between Rav and Shmuel. So that's what the Gemara says. L'hach lishna d'omras be'eser pligi k'rav. Then Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Baravua, they must be following the opinion of Rav that you say pitikra yerid v'saysam on four sides and not like Shmuel. Continues the Gemara. Lema abaya v'rova b'plukta d'Rav v'Shmuel. We just now learnt there's a machlekas Rav and Shmuel regarding carrying on Shabbos, whether you say pitikra on all four sides or not. Rav says that you do, and Shmuel says you don't. And there's going to be another machlekas, Abaye Verova, we're about to see, in Hilchas Sukkah, whether you say pitikra on four sides or not. And the Gemara is saying, could it be that the machlekas Abaye and Rova is the same machlekas as Rav and Shmuel? De Itmar, Sikei Chalgabe Achsadra, Sheyesh Lo Ptzimin, Ksheira. If you have this porch, which is in the middle of nowhere. You haven't got proper walls. You've got four posts, one in each corner. And what makes up the walls is lots of little posts, which are less than three tfachim apart from each other. You say lovud, and you have kosher walls. If so, kshera. Obviously, the sukkah is going to be kosher. Ein lo ptzimin, in the event that you don't have these little posts that making up the walls, you've only got the four corner posts, and you have to rely on the beam going across these posts to say a pitikro yered v'soysim. Abaya omar kshera. Abaya says you say pitikro yered v'soysim. V'rova omar psula. Rova says the sukkah is possible. You don't say pitikro yered v'soysim. So the Gemara is saying that Abaya omar kshera omar pitikro yered v'soysim. Rova omar psula loy omar pitikro yered v'soysim. So the Gemara is saying leima Abaya who says that you do say Pitikro yered v'soysim by the sukkah. Karav, he must be following Rav, who says that you say pitikro yered v'soysim regarding carrying on Shabbos. V'rova and Rava, who says that the sukkah is possible because you don't say pitikro yered v'soysim, he obviously holds like Shmuel that said in Hilchas Shabbos, you don't say pitikro yered v'soysim on four sides. Says the Gemara, Aliba de Shmuel kule alma loy pligi. Everybody agrees that according to Shmuel, that says that in Hilchas Shabbos you don't say Pitikro Yered Vesoysim, of course you won't say Pitikro Yered Vesoysim by Sukkah, and it will be possible, like Rava said. Ki pligi aliba de Rav. However, according to Rav, who says that in Hilchas Shabbos you do say Pitikro Yered Vesoysim, it could be that nonetheless, that means that Rav could be following both Abaya and Rava. Abaya Karav. Abaya follows Rav very straightforward. The same as Rav says in Ilchas Shabbos, you say Pitikra Yerid Vesaysim. Abaya says you say Pitikra Yerid Vesaysim by Sukkah as well. V'Rava, but even Rava that says that by Sukkah you don't say Pitikra Yerid Vesaysim, that doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't hold of Rav that you do say Pitikra Yerid Vesaysim in Ilchas Shabbos. Adkan Leiko Omar Rav Hosom. When did Rav say in Ilchas Shabbos that you say Pitikra Yerid Vesaysim? Elo Dehani Mechitza Islach Sadra Avidi. Because these beams that they make up these virtual walls, the edge of these beams which are extended down in Pitikra, then these beams were made to serve the Achsadra, to serve this porch. And therefore it makes sense to say Pitikra Yered V'Soysim, even on four sides. Aval Hocha, but in the case of Sukkah, it could be that even Rav will agree that Dahani Mechitza is Lav L'Sukkah Avidi. We're talking about Sikei Chalgabe Achsadra. You want to put Schach on top of such a porch, but the beams that are going round the porch were clearly not made for the sake of serving walls of Sukkah. They were not made for a Sukkah, they were made for a regular porch. And since, even though normally the walls of a sukkah do not need to be made for the sake of sukkah, lishma. However, in this case, to say that to the extent that it's going to say pitikra yered v'soysim to serve the sukkah when they were not even put there in order to serve a sukkah, loy, it could be that even Rav would agree that, like Rava says, that the sukkah will be possible. In the next shir, we're going to continue from here.